Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Thursday, everyone. It is Dom time. We are loaded up today. My buddy Lou Dobbs coming by. Dr. Marty. And, you know, Dr. Marty that you often see on Marty McCary on Fox News has beaten the drum, and he's got a big piece up at the Wall Street Journal, the high cost of disparaging natural immunity to COVID. And the drum he beats is we didn't do enough research on all this stuff. Fauci won't allow it. There'd be fewer dollars to brutalize puppies in Tunisia and the Wuhan virus in Red China, I guess. And Jake Corman will be here at 2 today. Corman, the guy who officially on my show last week triggered this impeachment debate. And I got to take you behind the scene and start with that. Now, you've heard, look, we're not covering stuff up. There are a lot of these Republicans, just, you know how I like Bill McSwain and his chances as governor, without a doubt. But he and I went back and forth, not argumentatively, but I heard him and he heard me. And I'm even more in that camp now, that impeachment is the way to go. Here's a case in point. What are they doing in New York and Manhattan with the new DA? The governor, big public meeting, and the leak out from that to New York Post and these others, that she's putting him on notice because of his Krasnerland-like policies as he gets set in office. I think he won with even a higher percentage or almost equal. We can look it up. People knew what they were getting in New York. I thought it was 80%. I could be wrong, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood, just like Krasner. Did she say, I can't say anything to him? The people of New York City, Manhattan, want him to let criminals murder people, essentially. No, because she has the power. Apparently, the governor there can take him out. Now, I didn't look what the process is. So let's contrast that with what's going on here. Has Governor Wolf ever been even mildly critical of Larry Krasner? Has Josh Shapiro been mildly publicly critical of Larry Krasner? No. Just take a look. I'm supposed to sit here and tell you all these things these Republicans tell Dan off the air and me on air. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Stuff that may take years and is fraught with more political peril than what they can do right in front of them. Now, do I know that they'll ultimately kick him out of office? No, I don't. But you know what? The heat would be turned up on three or four Republicans necessary to do that, that are in places where with a skillful campaign, who knows what they would do with the pressure they would be under to say, I don't care about this guy anymore. I'm not going to go down with this ship. I'm not standing with Krasner. It's maddening to me. So I'm not giving up on this, not even a little bit. Jake Corman at 2 o'clock today, just keep that model. And the governor meets with him. They leak out the word, hey, Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, you continue with these policies that you've announced, and I may have to take you out. Putting him on notice is what the headline is. When's Krasner ever on notice? He's not on notice. He's on a list, we told you yesterday, to be a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, and I somewhat tongue-in-cheek, we had some fun with it, was considering, yeah, get him out of Philadelphia, and can you imagine his record exposed? Can you imagine him with Ted Cruz, for example, Dan, quizzing Larry Krasner on constitutional law, what Krasner might say or do? Oh, man, I would travel to Washington for that. You want to be in the room seeing that. Okay. So we have that going on. 855-839-1210, we got a great side question. Now, I'm getting a little tired. I think some people don't understand. We've invited Andy McCarthy on. Hopefully we'll get him on today or tomorrow. Talk about the Supreme Court. I in no way, shape, or form see Kamala Harris being the choice. A, she doesn't have the skill set related. I know, Dom, she doesn't have that to be vice president. There's not going to be widespread push to do her. She, under questioning of her fellow senators, would make what is going to be, I think, a fairly routine nomination. Let's face it, you know, they get their person here, that kind of thing. She would be very difficult to confirm. And what people keep on forgetting, we're living in a racial identity universe. Do you really think the people that got her there, first black woman, Asian woman, the whole thing, and Kamala Harris are going to stand by as Hillary Clinton is ushered in to be the VP, and then within a year to a year and a half, maybe a year and a half, becomes president and then runs again? What universe are we in? She's got leverage. The only leverage she has, she's an incompetent. She can't keep staff. We know all this. She has a tin ear. She doesn't know what she's doing with the board or want to know. But the identity card there, it got her there. Suddenly it's going to go away for Hillary Clinton. So I think people are saying this just out of a sense of maybe fun or lack of, I don't see it. I think it's going to be any number of these other candidates we're hearing about, African-American women who have been judges, who in the progressive sense have accomplishment on their side. That's where it's going to go. I don't see it rousing Democrats. I don't think Republicans are going to put up a huge fight. Unless, now here's what this really comes down to in the real world. Since Biden is placating sort of the base with history, saying the first African-American woman, can he pick one of these progressive African-American women who is not so obviously radical, that there's not a smoking gun on a whole bunch of stuff, that the far this reaches, will they allow him to do? That's what this comes down to. If they will, because of the history of it, the racial identity, then that's what Biden will do. And I don't think Republicans are going to cause a big ruckus, and it's not going to be an issue that drives things toward the midterms. It's just not. That's my hope, and I think that's where it will land. Now, if they take someone far, far out there, then I think it washes toward Republicans. In the real world, let's face it, in the real world, this isn't about who's best to be on the Supreme Court and all that stuff. It is hypercharged because each vote on that Supreme Court, sadly, counts for too much as far as our lives. It shouldn't be that way. They ought to be referees. Instead, they're the stars, 5-4 indecisions. Sad to say, but that's where it is. Will the abortion part of it rouse people? Maybe. I don't think that cuts toward Democrats. It's probably going to be a wash toward the midterms. That's what all this is about. Now, here's what Dan and I are working on. Then I'll give you the side question of the day. I'll tell you what I know, what my synopsis is. We try to bring you stuff that is bubbling up before it gets fully bubbled out there. So I got word yesterday from a source who has been unbelievable in the past, telling me about a disturbing situation with a National Guard member, I don't know how high up or whatever, that's probably unvaccinated, and in Pennsylvania National Guard. And the fear was, what are they going to do? So Dan and I set about talking to our sources, and here's what I wanted to tell you, where this may land and where you come in. Now, look, dismissing someone who's unvaccinated from the National Guard under the argument, aside from medical exemption, religious exemption, let's say those don't happen. They're not following a direct order, all right? That's one thing. But if they get dismissed after they've sacrificed, you know that they could be called up very quickly in a moment's notice. I can't see how they get less than an honorable discharge. Well, we're told the fear is it may be less. Now, I read the statute, I've read all kinds of things with this. Some people tell us it would be a general. Now, here's what a general means, but I need military people to tell me, or maybe you're an employer if you've seen this, 855-839-1210. The general is like an asterisk where Barry Bonds hit 755 home runs. Now, I would put 50 asterisks around there with a giant pumpkin head on top of the asterisk for future generations. That'd be pretty good. Send that to the commissioner's office. That would meet. I like that. Pumpkins. 50 pumpkins along. 755 pumpkins. Or no, they have more than 755. That was Hank Aaron's 755, was it? Or
I don't know. I don't know if they had.
755 is the number in my head. Anyhow, a general would be
762.
Yeah. Okay. A general would be an asterisk, meaning that this person was dismissed in the bottom half of the honorable discharge, and then you'd have to explain the whole thing. Now, after you've gone through all this, et cetera, suppose you're going for a job and then we're into the vaccination thing. Should that be a burden you have to bear because you don't want to conform with the vaccination thing after you've sacrificed and joined the military per se? I'd say no. You want to let these people go. The power's there. I get that.
Can we play this out a bit?
Yes.
So I'm a bit confused. You're a National Guardsman in Pennsylvania.
Right.
You're told you have to get the vaccine, and you decide, rightfully so, that you don't want to get the vaccine.
Right.
So you bring it back to your people, and you say, I'm not going to get the vaccine, so then they're going to have to discharge you. So what you're telling me is rather than giving an honorable discharge, which to future employers, say on a resume with an honorable discharge, you know, it looks good. It's a general discharge, and I've heard from military members in the past that, you know, general discharge is not necessarily a bad thing, but when you go to, like, an interview or something in the future and you have that written on your resume, the interviewer is going to ask what happened.
Or even before that, we would never know. Maybe they don't like that. Maybe they've had a bit. It's another thing that you can't control, Dan. Maybe they dismiss you saying, well, I got somebody here better. You know what I mean? You're not getting the leg up for all the sacrifice, to your point, and you may not even know it. That's exactly right.
Well, the argument on the other side, then, that I'll propose to you is if these people, in their opinion, are being selfish and they refuse to help humanity, then why should they be, quote, honorably discharged?
Well, because I think the penalty is they're kicking you out of something that you believe in, you're being paid for, and is valuable to all of us. So getting kicked out is the punishment. There already is a punishment. If there were no punishment, I would understand their point, direct order and all that. But the punishment is, now, people on the other side would want them dishonorably discharged. I just think you got to let them go if that's what you're going to do, if that's what the policy of the governor of the state is, and not take away what they've sacrificed here. It seems fair. You're getting kicked out.
Yep.
You know, of something you don't want to leave at this point, probably. All right, so 855-839-1210. We don't know where this lands. Now, how do you come in? Because you may want to tell your representative, we know this is going on, I believe it without a doubt, behind the scenes here, of them about ready. They're going back and forth with stuff. And they seem like they want to land on the general. And Dan offered a good other side for the other side. But no, the punishment is you get kicked out of the military. That's enough. Anybody willing to join the military, sacrifice, go through that, National Guard, regular, whatever it is, you don't penalize them because of this dispute. We're not going to argue. I don't want to go into the weeds. Well, they shouldn't be able to do it. We're past that. We get that. They apparently have the legal authority to do this. Okay? I'm saying societally, how in the world would that be just to punish people doubly who have sacrificed to protect us? All right, side question. I think this was suggested yesterday through Dan, and I just bounced off it. We were talking about Hall of Fame balloting, first ballot, Hall of Fame TV character. Okay. And some of mine seemed to smack of being anti-heroes. I don't know, maybe one of Dan's was too. I said Jack Bauer.
Yep.
People like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never done this. Completely fresh territory. Hit us with that all-time anti-hero, fictional. So I'm going to tell, I don't know if anybody would say it. I just had a thing about the show. A lot of listeners did too. The Americans.
Oh, yeah.
The Jennings family, particularly the wife. Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a fantastic answer. I mean, Russian spies, but you can't help but cheer them on.
Yeah, but she was deadly. My God,
yeah.
The number of the things that she did. I'll give you one more where I do cheer this guy on, and I don't know that Better Call Saul, Dan, has exactly gotten to where this guy turns to be so bad in Breaking Bad. He was pretty bad toward the end, and that's Jimmy in Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So far, you can see the turn he's making, but there's nothing there that, well, he started to be hooked up last year with a drug. It'll depend how they end it this year.
Yeah.
So I'd say Jimmy. How about yours? Who's
so
your anti-hero?
So you're looking for essentially a person who in any other case would be morally repugnant. Someone
yes.
that you can't support.
Right.
But just because the way the show's written or the piece of fiction's written.
Well, the backstory. There's something.
There's,
yes.
there's something backstory that brings like a
yes.
humane side
yes.
to it, and you can't help yourself but cheer them
yes.
along. I think when I describe it that way, that Tony Soprano fits it better than
Oh, going too far.
And
all
I
right.
think if we had a Mount Rushmore of anti-heroes, Tony Soprano would be front and center.
Oh, boy. I think you've overextended on that one. What's the redeeming quality? He cries when the horse dies?
Well, I don't know if it's he cries when the horse dies, but anytime he takes on a rival gang, who are you rooting on? You're not rooting on the guys up in New York. You know, you're always rooting on Tony.
Johnny Sack is compelling character. No,
no, you're
not Phil. Not Phil Leotardo.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
right. Yes.
You know, you got Leotardo, and you're definitely, yeah, you're going to be rooting on Tony. So it's you're on his side, but he's a morally repugnant character, and I think that's a great anti-hero.
All right. Tony Soprano on the board or off the board here. Jimmy in Better Call Saul and the Americans. You know, I'm not going to overextend myself. She's deadly.
Jimmy All is right. just Saul Goodman, right?
Yeah, Saul Goodman.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, I just want to make when I put this Twitter post out there because Jimmy in Better
yeah.
Call Saul eventually turns into Saul.
Saul.
Yeah.
You are not that turned into the Americans, were you? Because I was going to ask you, do you know what the critical line out of the whole 5 years, whatever
no,
it was?
No, I only watched the first season of the Americans.
All right. So the critical line is they get into this factory and they didn't think this woman was going to be.
Is this a spoiler?
No. Okay. No one was going to be working there. And this older woman says, well, you don't have to kill me. And she says something about, well, why she has to, et cetera. And the line, I'm butchering it, somebody will have it, is, yeah, that's what people like you always say and think. It just, and it makes even the Jennings wife pause, Dan, for a second. And she's maniacal. She'll kill anybody.
Oh, yeah.
She pauses for a second about all this. It's just a... so beautifully done, so well written, that whole thing. All right, so we got Tony Soprano, though, too, off the board. Jump in. Who's that anti-hero? And we need to hear from people hiring whatever. There's no way Pennsylvania. Now, why have they not done it already? Because they're behind the scenes, because they know Pennsylvania is so friendly to veterans. Are we going to let them say you get bounced with a general versus a dishonorable discharge? Okay? Honorable discharge. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, good Thursday, everyone. It's celebration time here. Dan, I may have a glass of wine if you're allowed to do that at 1 o'clock or so. You know why? Ro has just informed me they have picked up our trash today in Philadelphia.
Wow, it's a good day today.
Well, that's because last week when we put out the same trash in the same spot that we have forever, they bypassed us.
Yep.
Now, they're supposed to give you a note when they bypass you from picking up your trash.
Wait, so all your neighbors got their trash picked up just now?
Yes. All that we can tell. We went up and down the block, and as far as they didn't take the recyclables, they didn't take the trash. And the trash can had the same two bags in it today and then one bag alongside it. So we're going nuts. Rose on the thing, taking a look, you know.
What'd you do to piss off the trash man?
Yes. Is it the weight of the trash? Is it how
we have a personal feud against you for some reason? Are you like,
well, I always said, no, I'm not a paranoid, you know. Why would anybody in Philadelphia not like Dom Giordano?
Never.
Come on now. It can't be that.
Never.
Come on.
Never.
Never. And we started to see some people, like a few doors down, a few doors up the other way, actually put their trash in the street between their two cars. In other words, the poor trash men can't get between the cars. It's a space of like 10 feet, walk around and take the trash and go. They're putting it at the end of their car in the street so they don't have to walk to the curb. I don't know if they're afraid. They just started doing that.
Wait, so hold on. Let's say I need to draw a picture here. So you have your car parallel parked, right?
Right.
And you're telling me that they're putting the trash in between the two cars parallel parked, or they're putting it now on the street side of the car that's parallel parked?
Yes, on the street side, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know we had to do that. Nothing says that. There is something if they can't get to it, but that means it's completely blocked, you know.
You live on a very wide street, but my street, as you've seen before, it's parking on both sides and it's one way through. If we were to do that, the trash can was going to, everyone's trash is just going to be hit by cars driving by.
Yeah. Well, you know, they wouldn't have to walk to the curb to get it. Now, we know that Port, where you are, is renowned for no debris on the streets. Hint, hint. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We're waiting.
That's the problem is we'll go like a week sometimes and they just won't pick up our trash in Port Richmond. That's where we are.
And yeah, no, this was clearly discriminatory. I demand some reprisal. I demanded Jim Kenney get over here and pick it up. No, send Larry Krasner over in some overalls to pick it up. All right. By the way, Krasner land today. Boy, what a debut last week. I had several people in the business even talk about the production elements that you use. I had nothing to do with it, as you know, that are brilliant. You got to just see that for Krasner Land today on Facebook at 3:30, facebook.com/1210WPHT. You put anything like that in, it'll come to it. We'll give you a montage for a number of minutes of all the stuff that's happened this week that's remarkable, and then try to connect the dots for you on some of this stuff. That's what we're doing, and people loved it last week. That's a big, big response. We'll keep it going on Krasner Land. Jake Corman today at 2. How does he feel? He's the president of the Senate. That we're told that we're not sure if this coming week anybody's going to introduce articles of impeachment. I think they are, based upon what Corman told us. And if one of them does, then it's a reckoning with these Republicans. All right, let's go to Mary Ann. She's in Collegeville to start us off, and Mary Ann's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mary Ann, good afternoon.
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon. I just want to say that on Thursdays and Fridays, your show is even greater than the bar that you set during the rest of the week. And
thank you very much, Mary Ann. It's the Fosbury flop we're jumping over there. Thank you, yes. Well, it's Dan. Wait a minute, Mary Ann. I think Dan is off those days. Is that true?
I know you try to suppress him, but I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'm enjoying Dan's musical selection. So let me put it that way.
Oh boy! Okay, all right. Yes,
okay.
They are.
But,
yes,
but I really mean it. Thursdays and Fridays, your show is like, it's always riveting. But then you're like, wow, I gotta wait till Monday again. So I'm just gonna say this. I really am opposed to doing that with the National Guard. Those of us who went to basic training or went to our officers basic, we received a whole battery of shots and we had no say in it, but they were shots that had track records. They were shots that went back several conflicts or wars that had track records of side effects, et cetera. These shots, you know, that you're going to be discharging people for the first two shots that really didn't work. Then they have to take a booster. And I'm really opposed to this on the grounds that you're going to deprive people of the right. Maybe they have veterans benefits coming to them if they were veterans and then they went into the Guard. Maybe they have stacked up educational credits that they won't be able to use. This is it's abominable. And
and Marianne, if you could imagine, actually, some people, I believe, pushing for a dishonorable discharge and then to compromise the general. No, they don't deserve an asterisk next to their name. They deserve a star next to their name, a real star.
I believe that, and I'll tell you this, like you and Dan hit it earlier. You won't know if an employer turns you down. You won't know if
exactly.
That's one of the factors in their decision.
Yep.
And it's not fair. It sets a horrible example. They're already begging for more soldiers now because they discharged all these airmen and soldiers. And where do they think they're going to come from if they're getting rid of the guard? And I think this should be a statewide decision. This is not a federal government decision. And the last thing I'll say very quickly.
Well, wait a minute, Marianne. This is what I'm telling you. This is a statewide decision. I want to be clear about that. Joe Biden and all that he's ordered, some National Guards are not doing that. And they're certainly, if they are just having to dismiss, they're giving an honorable discharge. This is at the level, as we understand it, of Wolf and any board that's involved with the military. But I believe it's at the level of Wolf, and we're on it even before, you know, it's ripened. And we want to not let this ripen toward what we've been talking about.
Well, I will be calling my representatives
Good.
Today, but I want
and,
you to
and,
know.
And let us know, Marianne. You know, if they say they don't know anything about it, okay, tell them, are they going to find out about it, though? They have to push then to find out about this. That's the key.
Well, one of mine is a veteran, and I'm sure she will, but
Good.
I will just say this, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, is these people have sacrificed an extraordinary amount, especially with the people flinging the guard into this, the guard into that, calling up
right.
the guard for medical facilities. Excuse me. This is not right, and I will let you know if I fail to get an answer.
All right, thank you. And Marianne, do you have an anti-hero?
Excuse me.
That's
Thomas
okay.
from Downton Abbey.
Ooh.
Ah, very good. You know what, Dan, that's a great call, too. I know, with the cough and still getting that out from Downton Abbey. I appreciate the effort. And Marianne, thank you for your service. Yeah, and Dan's been known. Those are the days he's semi-off on Thursday and Friday. I'm just saying. I know Jim Kelly is there all 5 days.
I start looking forward to the weekend on Thursday.
Yes, yes.
My demeanor changes from being miserable.
I'm trying to think of the Thursday and Friday of what maybe the trigger is. You know, there won't be any for a couple of days. Well, you could always do something from home on those days if the demand is there. Dan,
honestly, I think my demeanor does change a little bit because I know I have a day coming up where I can pause my brain away from all
the pausing. Yes,
you know,
the great pausing happens.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
The great couching.
The great pause, couch, and reset. Yeah.
By the way, I would just say this. Maybe you can look it up. Neil Zorn's on the show tomorrow, and I don't think we have to talk about anything else but Ozark, but we will for a broader audience.
Yeah, please.
I've only gone through 3 1/4. I'm trying to limit myself.
Yeah.
I don't know how many episodes there are for the final year. I think it's in 2 parts, right, you said?
I think Neil told us that, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're all done or not. But what am I going to do if I look up and I'm, you know, lying on the couch and I just, more! Sometime on Saturday.
Where does it rank in your top, say, 3? I'm sure it's a top 3 series for you at this point, correct?
Yeah, Breaking Bad is better. But my hatred of Wendy, the female character, is second to hatred I've never had. I lose it that she's an actress.
Have you ever
she's
hated a character as much as Wendy from Ozark?
No.
No?
Not
wow.
that I can off the top of mind say No, I don't think I have. In the real world, I would put Wendy ahead of Larry Krasner as an obsession. That's my metric.
Are you right. Puffing and puffing around the house to Roe about Wendy?
Oh, I've told Roe won't watch it because it's too violent. The money laundering part of it, too, is fascinating.
Really? I thought this was a series you watch with Roe. Who do you watch it? Just yourself?
Luke watches it, too.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, but Roe, it's too violent. She's out of it. Nope. Can't get her to do it. Won't start it. Nope. Does Maisie ever do that with a series?
Well, no, she does that. She, like, plays this game where she's like, oh, it's going to be too violent, too gory. But
right.
every time she watches a violent series, by the end of the series, she's like, oh, that series was great. I love that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to work her over a little bit more on this one, though.
Yeah. Recently was Squid Game, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's, quote, very gory. It's not that gory. It's not too bad. But Maisie had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Now, we may all be stranded not. Let me break down next the have you seen this, everyone? The new thing they've introduced into the local weather forecast because of the snow. I'll tell you what it is, and these guys all belong in government. Talk about political. It involves models. I'll explain. They're not modeling it. Models.
And honey, I stay strong on your
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Yes, we will have Dom's Money Melody with Dan putting one in today. Sometimes he does it bounced off the side question. We'll see. That's at 2:14.
Doing something new, Dom, too.
Okay.
At Dom Show 1210 on Twitter, just about this time every day, 1230, we'll be posting up a hint for the Dom's Money Melody. So go follow at Dom Show 1210, or at 1210 WPHT, and you'll get a hint every day for that Dom's Money Melody.
Ah, the breadcrumb. We need a breadcrumb sponsor. That's what you're doing. You're putting the breadcrumbs, leading them to the house in the woods.
There you go.
All right. I'm watching the weather thing. Okay. And look, we know the competition on this, which weather forecast. That's why a lot of people, a couple disturbing trends. The first weather forecast they give you, rather than telling you what you really want to know, they tell you stuff that you could look outside your window and see. And they tease up, we'll be back with the forecast for tomorrow. Well, that's why you're doing it. But with this snowstorm, alleged snowstorm coming our way, I'm going to be out on a limb and saying, looking out there, I don't see it, at least here in the Philadelphia area, maybe at the shore. But I've never seen, are people, Dan, actually watching this? Because at least three or four that I've seen are putting up these models. One is the USA model. One is the Euro model. Like, we're going to follow the Euro model. And they're talking about, oh, my God, we've never seen this. We have all, and they draw the big telestrator, you know. We have never seen this, and we have no doubt that both models have been right. Yeah, Jim says the sister-in-law was telling me Wegmans was packed last night. It's only Wednesday. Now, here's the thing, and I'd like to know that in the past I've talked about this, particularly when it's a Saturday, right? Everybody thinks, okay, well, then, what's the damage of all this nonsense so far out and the conflicting models? People are going to go with the worst one. I remember this happened, and I was on Saturdays, too. It was 6 days a week thing. Coming in, and if there was a quarter of inch of snow after their predictions on the ground, it was a lot. But I asked people to call in, and there were people, like one guy was a piano teacher. You know, Saturday was his busy day. It was a part-time thing, but a lot of money for him, you know, that he loses. My barber, Bill, down at the Warwick, lost all these people. They were starting to call by Thursday. So this damages people. And I thought we got away from that. Maybe we have. That they're kind of hedging their bets. The most recent that I've seen says, yeah, watch it at the Jersey Shore. But Philadelphia and northwest of Philadelphia will be minor. So, you know, what is it people want? Do they want the scare story? Well, then you were prepared. The John Belaris approach. On the other hand, they don't want to scare people. They're putting the models up now as a way to... I've never seen that before. And do you get into the minutiae of the type of stuff they put in to fill it out? Is that intriguing to people? Or they just want to know, is it going to snow in my area or not? It seems now they're moving toward not in Philadelphia. Then they start that the I-95 corridor line, and then there's the shoreline. So maybe South Jersey toward the shore, for some reason, has gotten hit before more than here. That seems where this is landing. That's what I'm kind of banking on.
I'm curious to hear from a listener that is either a person who goes out and buys French toast every time there's a snowstorm,
yes,
or is the kind of person that used to do that every snowstorm, then learned why they shouldn't do that anymore.
Right. The French toast industrial complex. You're exactly right. Now, you strike me. Your lunch is brunch, right? Roe is lunch, but you're a brunch guy.
Well, I'm a
you
brunch like guy at like 2 p.m. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's an unusual.
No,
really,
in other words,
unusual.
I just want someone to make me eggs in the afternoon.
So okay.
I can call it brunch, yeah.
Yeah, but our Jim says Wegmans packed. So we're going tomorrow. Many times we go on Saturday to Captain Chuckie's to stock up, but we're going to go tomorrow. Just that we're not doing the shopping tomorrow, though, because I can imagine it'll be ferocious. Is this what people want? Which one do people watch for weather? I'm not sure, out of the local newscast, but... They're all saying, I saw Hurricane Schwartz before I came on, Dan. They're all doing the modeling. So he's wearing a bow tie that has snowflakes on it. That's the signal that you're going to get snow. God. 855-839-1210. You will get in. All right, let me go to Frank in South Philly. Frank's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank.
Hey, buongiorno, Dom. How
buongiorno,
you doing today?
Buongiorno, Frank. Hi.
Hey, Dom, I'm a veteran from 1975 with an honorable discharge, and I recommend that anyone that's in that situation with the general discharge to contact the Veterans Administration at Wissahickon Avenue or the one in Washington, D.C., because when they get discharged with a general, they would not have any medical assistance when they do get discharged. Let's say they have to go to the Veterans Hospital or anything like that, or any legal problem. Therefore, they should, if they're still in the National Guard or any military that they're serving right now, contact a legal lawyer, a military lawyer. So this way they could turn around and get legal advice as to what a general contract is extended to. Because they should get discharged in a medical discharge, because it involves that they do not want to take the virus shot.
Well, there is no such thing under the statute. So it's either various categories of dishonorable, or it's honorable discharge. The next one is general, which is reserved for what are called minor infractions that build up, is one thing. But Frank, the point is this: if you have a general on there and employers see it, it's not a good thing after what you've sacrificed.
Well, that's why I say they should contact, while they're in the military right now, a legal military lawyer.
All right. Thank you, Frank, and thanks for your service. I think, though, that's good for their personal advice. Who knows what they might tell them? I'm telling you, this is in our ballpark. It's happening. They're deciding. And which way are they going to go? Now, in other states, they clearly have decided they're not going to give people a dishonorable or a general or anything else. But with Wolf here, with progressives, with this state, with the lockdown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I'm reading this stuff carefully. I could see them going with a general, and I could see the editorialist at the Philadelphia Inquirer, well, they're getting off with a general discharge, you know, getting off with. No sense of the sacrifice involved, and the punishment is you're kicked out. That ought to be punishment enough, don't you think? But you ought to get credit for your service, and that would be an honorable discharge. So that should be a leg up. I don't know how much it is. I would hope it still is for employment after you've gone through that. Always, too, that given our propensity for getting into conflict in godforsaken places, you could be called up for that. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that anti-hero. That's today's side question.
You know,
question,
the fact that they're being discharged in the first place is really concerning to me, or disconcerting. Like, we're talking here about whether it's honorable or general.
Yes.
General, but they shouldn't be discharged in the first place. I know we're not talking about that here.
Yeah, the argument is if it's a direct order, that's what they've made it. They put it up at that level. I think the courts are on the other side. They'd say they do have any ability to do that. You know, as a policy, I agree with you, but they do have the ability. He does have command over the military to do it. Now, I'm not sure if some National Guard commanders or states are resisting that. They might be and fighting it. But at this point, there's no way that Pennsylvania's military community, if they're alerted to this, will not rise up and tell them you better make it an honorable discharge. What I'm telling you is I think this has gone back and forth. That's what my sense is reading the documents I have about what's going to happen. Hey, don't forget some clues Dan has put up on my Twitter at DomShow1210, right? Every day at 12:30, you're going to do that, Dan?
Yep.
All right, let's go there. Be ready at 2:14. $25 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts just to identify a song. Charles Ramsey is a friend, former commissioner in Philadelphia. He's been hired now to audit the security measures, everything, of Temple University, third largest police department in the state. Why is it the third largest? Well, you know why. But I'm going to be really interested in hearing what he says, and we'll get him on. I'm not going to corner him to make an opinion, but I'll make the point. If I'm looking at that, we're doing the security audit. Hey, kid. Don't live off campus a block, two, three blocks off. Are you crazy? The risk you're taking that we saw with that student, you just cannot, particularly in the Krasner years. I'd say any year, you can't be living off campus there without expecting you're rolling the dice. You're a block away. I mean, they do a remarkable job, their security. I've done an event there. inside their bubble. And even then, they have trouble. Just think of where you are. You get outside the bubble, and you are just rolling the dice. I don't care what time of day or night it is. It could even be random, just collateral damage. There, in that area, you may remember, police have a guy shot on the street. They come, they're scooping him up, they're putting in the car, and then they're fired upon. As they're doing that, police, fully armed, the whole thing. You think you're just going to walk around there, live there, during that type of thing? Why don't parents, you know, I hate to say it in the back of that, so I'm not saying with the one particular kid, but talk to their kid and talk them out of that. What kind of experience is that? So either you pretend like you're not in the middle of mayhem, or you know you're in the middle of mayhem. How is either one a good experience? So if you're going to go to Temple, commute, or live more with inside the bubble, I guess is the way I'd say it. I just don't understand that mentality. I think the same thing about LaSalle, but Temple a lot more. Villanova, yeah, you're okay. St. Joe's, I think you're okay. There have been incidents, but yeah. And Penn, same thing. You think you're in la-la land, you know what can happen. All right, let's go to Mike in South Philly. Mike's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yes. Thank you.
But the side question, I was going to suggest Robert De Niro from the movie Heat, the 1995 movie Heat.
I have
where
not,
you wanted to see him get away with the girl there.
I have not seen him. So let me defer to Dan. Dan, have you seen that?
I have not seen it either, but if he, I'll take it as an
oh,
answer.
My
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're, check it out. It's a great movie.
I've heard
all right, we'll
things.
Take that as your answer, though. Thank you, Mike. We'll have to figure that in and take a little synopsis
gosh,
of
my,
it and see what you think.
The audience
yeah.
Always reminds me how bad my film knowledge is.
Yeah, I try not to do that. By the way, I've gotten a lot of people that told me they did go and watch 12 Angry Men, and they said, all right, it was on your recommendation because it was a little slow in the beginning. It's 12 guys in a room. It's raining. It's gray. It's in black and white. But, oh, my God.
Snooze fest.
Yeah, those actors. Those actors, you give it a shot. It's, I don't know who the greatest is in there. They are all. There's only one I slightly didn't know, I think. But out of the 12, remarkable. All right, Lou Dobbs is next. Always good to talk with Lou about any number of things. He's got this new podcast that we talked with him once or twice before about. And the podcast, I think, recently, I guess it dropped, was of President Trump. So we'll find out what he has to say at 2 o'clock. Jake Corman will be here, and we're going to get you an update on impeachkrasner.com, the website. And is somebody going to drop the articles of impeachment this week? Once that happens, then we can turn the pressure up. If none of them will do it, oh, my God, come on. Out of all those, there's 113 or so in the House, not one of them is going to drop articles of impeachment. We'll find out at 2 o'clock with Jake Corman here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.